Welcome back to The Weekly Dose, your roundup of the top stories from Patient Care Online. Each week, we bring you key updates in medicine and clinical care, all in one place. Let's dive into this week's highlights. We begin with colorectal cancer. Since the recommended starting age for screening was lowered from 50 to 45, new data show a meaningful increase in uptake among adults aged 45 to 49. In 2019, only about 1 in 5 individuals in this age group were up to date with screening. By 2023, that number had climbed to more than 1 in 3. Colonoscopy use rose from under 20% to nearly 28%, while stool-based testing increased fivefold. Screening rates among older age groups remained stable, suggesting that the guideline change is driving progress specifically in younger adults. Researchers note that more work is needed to distinguish between true screening and colonoscopies performed for other indications, but overall, these findings are encouraging. Next, we turn to obesity and diabetes treatment. Investigators estimated how many U.S. adolescents and young adults meet eligibility criteria for GLP-1 receptor agonists. The numbers are striking. More than 5 million adolescents and over 11 million young adults are eligible for therapy. Yet insurance coverage is inconsistent. About 40% of adolescents are on Medicaid, compared with only 21% of young adults. Nearly 1 in 5 young adults eligible for treatment are uninsured. Equally concerning are the comorbidities. Among adolescents who qualify, more than a third have dyslipidemia, 10% have hypertension, and nearly 3/4 show reduced renal function. The burden is even greater among young adults, with higher rates of dyslipidemia and hypertension. The study underscores the need for comprehensive obesity management strategies that combine lifestyle treatment, medication, and in some cases, surgery. Expanded insurance coverage may improve access, but gaps in coverage and routine care remain major barriers. Our third story highlights the importance of midlife cardiovascular health in women. Using the American Heart Association's Life's Essential 8 framework, researchers tracked nearly 3,000 women through 2 decades of follow-up. Only about 1 in 5 achieved an ideal score. Those who started with stronger cardiovascular health or improved over time had better outcomes across the board: fewer heart attacks and strokes, less subclinical disease, and lower mortality. Of the 8 components, glucose control, blood pressure, and avoiding nicotine stood out as the most consistent predictors of healthier outcomes. Sleep quality also emerged as an important factor, linked to fewer cardiovascular events and deaths. These findings reinforce the importance of early and ongoing cardiovascular risk management for women in midlife when risk often accelerates. Back to colorectal cancer, but this time focused on outreach strategies. A randomized trial compared 4 approaches to engaging adults aged 45 to 49 in screening. The most successful by far was mailing fecal immunochemical test kits directly to patients, with no action required on their part. This unsolicited FIT strategy yielded a screening participation rate of 26%, compared with 14% to 17% in the groups asked to actively choose a test. The takeaway: for this younger age group, simplifying access may be more effective than offering multiple options. Researchers suggest optimizing mailed FIT outreach to further improve participation across diverse populations. We close with diet and public health. A new advisory reviewed dozens of cohort studies and concluded that ultra-processed foods significantly increase cardiometabolic risk. The evidence was graded convincing for cardiovascular mortality and highly suggestive for diabetes and obesity. Risk began to rise once ultra-processed foods accounted for more than 10% to 15% of daily energy intake, roughly 2 servings per day for most adults. Mechanistic studies point to several drivers beyond excess calories, including food additives that disrupt the microbiome, toxic byproducts of high heat processing, and chemicals from food packaging linked to inflammation and vascular injury. The advisory calls for stronger public health measures to regulate ultra-processed foods and encourage nutrition security and sustainability. For clinicians, the findings provide a practical threshold for dietary counseling with patients at risk for cardiometabolic disease. That's it for this week's Weekly Dose podcast. We've covered rising CRC screening rates in younger adults, GLP-1 eligibility among youth, cardiovascular health in midlife women, the power of mailed FIT outreach, and the risks of ultra-processed foods. Thanks for tuning in. For more in-depth coverage, visit Patient Care Online and be sure to subscribe so you don't miss next week's Clinical Roundup.